And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Southern California's sport fishing voice on 97.3 The Fan. We are having a great time. As we heard earlier, Pete's up on the Alaska Adventure with our great group of the Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip up to Whalers Cove in Angoon, Alaska. And we're going to hear from him momentarily. And again, we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on the second hour, having a great time talking with Pat McDonald. We are just covering everything. Cabo Tuna Jackpot, fishing in Baja, fishing in skiffs, lots of great info today. And we're having a lot of fun doing it. We want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, the best way to reach us is with our line. It's open right now. Been a busy morning already, as you've heard, but we do have an open phone line right now, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 puts you in touch with Pat, and also is going to get you eligible to win that killer prize today, which is a full-year membership to fishdope.com, a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller. And not only are you going to get all the great fishing info from Fish Dope, but as we said, all the great weather, they have sea surface temperature charts, weather information. It's just a great, great service. Thanks to Jason and Danny and all the crew over at Fish Dope. A great prize, a one-year membership. Again, 833-288-0973. And let's head up north. We're going to find out how that great trip was to Angoon, Alaska and Whalers Cove. Pete is on the line right now. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pat. How's the show going?
We're having a great time talking fishing, and Pat's probably the busiest guy I know in the fishing world, so we're having a lot of fun talking about all these adventures and talking tuna jackpot today.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Well, I'm actually standing in the Juneau Airport right now. We're just getting ready to get on a flight to Seattle and then on back to San Diego after another epic trip to Whalers Cove Lodge. Really fantastic. It's interesting. It's sunny today. It's a little breezy, but they were anticipating this monstrous, unusual storm yesterday. So leaving Whalers Cove Lodge was a little bit dicey because the normal routine, as you know, Ricky, is to get on their chartered 70-foot catamaran for
yeah.
about a three-hour trip to Whalers from Whalers Cove to Juneau, and then afternoon in Juneau, and then a nice night. And we had reservations at a restaurant, everything last night, great restaurant, Juno and stuff. Well, all that went out the window when the forecasts were for 10-foot seas and 60-knot gusts. And so, which never really happened. We never saw that. But they ended up putting us, the amazing people at Whalers Cove Lodge did a mad dash scramble last minute on Friday while we were out fishing. And they put us on the Alaska Alaska boats that go out throughout Alaska. And, it's an amazing, it's a big, like 250-foot boat that they put cars and trucks on and stuff like that. And they put all our fish in a bag and this put on a truck and brought it on the boat. And instead of a 3 hour trip, it ended up being about a 7 hour trip, but we ended up getting here to our hotel about 10 o'clock last night, and it all worked out perfectly. But that's the kind of stuff that Whalers Cove does, is if they have to punt, they did a fantastic
yep.
job. It was just we lost a few hours, and in Juneau it was no big deal. And it was actually kind of fun. We got to go see Tenneke Springs and some other stuff on the ferry ride coming in. But that was the only time we ever saw wind at all the whole time. As you may have seen from our Facebook post, the entire 4 days that we fished, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the weather was typical Whalers Cove Lodge weather, and that is absolutely flat calm. It was flatter than flat, I think, than I've ever seen even. I mean, there wasn't even hardly a ripple on the water. So anything that happened, whales bubble feeding, salmon jumping, whatever, you could see it from miles away. It was pretty amazing. And the fishing was, as usual, fantastic. The salmon fishing was off until Friday. where everybody had limits on Friday. It just all of a sudden the switch flipped on and everybody had limits of coho salmon. There were a lot of king salmon in the area, but they had closed the king salmon season on August 1st, but they reopened it on Friday. So everybody got king stamps, and we fished for kings on there. There were a few kings caught on Friday. I had one on a flatball while we were fishing for halibut right to the boat that was probably legal, and just as we were putting it in the net, the hook pulled on it, but that's okay. We still had plenty of fish. But I'm going to tell you, I've never seen halibut fishing like here. It was like if you wanted to get your limit of the 38-inch legal size limit for a guided trip, I think what the longest it took us was, I think, maybe 40 minutes one day.
Oh, come on.
To get our to pick through, to catch like 25 fish and pick through to get the bigger ones of that, right?
Oh,
but
God.
It was literally every drop, it was like you were on. And all I used was the Shimano Flatball 160 to do that because we didn't have a ton of current. And we did a lot of drifting on the halibut spots in like 240 feet of water. But I literally, between the MC slug, the Corey MC slug, and the flatball, I never put any regular bait rods in the water. It was
how
like
cool. Oh, that's awesome, dude.
I have an absolute new respect for that Shimano flatball. And I had some other, there were some others on the boat that I tried. They did not work like the Shimano flatball. So I'm just telling you, whatever that mojo they put on the Shimano, at the Shimano, they work. And in addition to that, the 100-gram flatball, chartreuse and silver, I was hammering the day the salmon were actually biting, which was Friday, I was hammering the on a drop back. We'd get bit on the downrigger and drop it back and getting hammered on that flatball.
How cool.
Man,
I got
100 grams. So.
I got to bring some of those up there to Sitka next week.
Yeah, I know Pat's leaving for Kingfish. You're going to have to stock the box.
Oh, it was unbelievable, unbelievable. But, yeah, but we had really fantastic fishing. We fished. We did a lot of different stuff. A lot of people, you know, the first 3 days was tough to get your limit of salmon, but we didn't want to spend hours and hours trolling. So we ended up, you know, with, you know, a couple of handfuls each day of silver salmon, which is plenty, but we ended up spending a lot of time fishing black cod, which we caught a few nice black cod. I don't know if you saw the one.
Saw
so
a picture. Rich Top
was
a great one. Yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah, that was a really good one. And then we spent a lot of time fishing ling cod and rockfish and all the fun stuff. But the cool thing is, black cod, they consider deep water fishing here, 500 feet, which you and I know, Ricky, that's not deep water, right?
Yeah, that's where you start.
Yeah, exactly. But they had all electric reels on the boat we were on, so even at 500 feet, it was a piece of cake. But most of the halibut fishing was 150 to 240 feet, which is really, really fun. And, of course, the rockfish fishing where we're fishing the ling cod is like 100 to 120 feet. So really fantastic. And I can't say enough about the operation at Whaler's Cove Lodge. They added a new beautiful patio on the front with a pool table and a card table and a beautiful fireplace. And so that's just one additional room. They had a fantastic chef. Everybody's stuffed. I actually gained weight. My wife, Mike Wally, was with me, and she was kind of overseeing me every step of the way, but finally gave up because the food was just too darn good. And all the guides there are fantastic. In addition, what they did this year was they added Chris Martino, who is a well-known kayak guide. He guided in Seward, Alaska several years with kayaks, and he did guide in Southern California and Baja all over. Very well-known guy. Seen him probably at the Fred Hall show.
Sure.
He is now working for Whaler's Cove Lodge as their kayak guide coordinator. And he's put together an incredible kayak program, which I'll talk a lot more about. But they've got all Hobie kayaks. They've got everything from pro anglers to I-11 inflatables. And they actually take the I-11 inflatables, and you can put them on a float plane if you want. You can put them on the boat. They take you to remote spots, and you fish the kayak. And he's had several people out guiding this year that caught 100-pound-plus halibut on the kayak.
Oh,
as well
that
as
is
lots
so cool.
Of salmon. And what Mark was saying, that like in early June, early July, which is when they key in on a lot on their kayak fishing program, is you can get right into tight on the kelp lines, and that's where those big kings like to hang out that time of the year. So big, and also big halibut like to hang out in there too. So the kayak program at Whalers Cove Lodge might be something you want to think about for the future. Is you do a couple of days of guided fishing on the big boat, and then you do a couple of days with Chris guided on the kayaks. So that's another option in beautiful Southeast Alaska. Literally, the weather during the week for us was like 80 degrees a couple of days. We did a side trip up to Gustavus and went to Glacier Bay, and it was, again, like 75, 80 degrees. It was amazing.
The photos that you put on our social media, both on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram page as well as the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, it looked like you were in Baja. It was like that slick, greasy water without a ripple of wind on it, and everybody's in, you know, light shirts and just hanging out. It was, you know, it literally looked like a Baja picture, except there was mountains and forests in the background and holding up lingcods and blackcods. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I might add, too, I talked about that Glacier Bay Lodge side trip to the Cottonwood Cabins and that place. A really cool place, an easy one to do right from Juneau to Gustavus. It's only like 60 miles away, but really a must-go if you've never seen. But one of the sad things is seeing the glaciers and how they're just like they're going away. And I don't know whether it's global warming whatever it might be, but the glaciers are noticeably going away, and it's kind of a sad thing to see here in Alaska, all the glaciers kind of basically melting from all these weird temperatures. The water condition we were fishing in 62.5-degree water at Angoon, so that's how weird it was. They hadn't had rain in like 3 weeks, so normally we go up the river to go salmon fishing the last day. There wasn't enough water in the river for the salmon to get up there, so we weren't able to do that, unfortunately. But still, we brought home each one of us. Lolly and I each brought home 2 boxes, 50-pound boxes of fish. I know everybody in our group bought that and more, and everybody's happy, and everybody's already rebooked for next year. So if you want to go, our trip is pretty much full for next year, but there's a chance that we could get you in.
There you go. That's how popular of a spot that Whalers Cove is, that, you know, it truly books up that far in advance. Pete, it sounds like just an awesome one, as always. Glad you guys hit the weather so well on your fishing days and had great fishing and a great group of people. And Whalers is such a unique experience. It's a very, I almost call it like a frontier feeling, you know, with the knotty pine furniture and the fireplace, and it's just such a cool experience and a great lodge to relax and go with friends. And I know this trip you do with a lot of people that are not necessarily hardcore fishermen. They love it, and, you know, who couldn't go to Whalers Cove and love the experience? But you do not need to be a hardcore fisher person to enjoy the experience up at Whalers Cove.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, our traveling partners to Gustavus and then to Whalers Cove were Patty and Brad Frazier. Dr. Frazier is a doctor up at Tri-City and Vista, and Patty's Lolly's best friend from college, and they are not fishermen. They went to Katmai with us, absolutely loved it, and they go, "We want to go fishing with you again." So
you're like, "I know the spot."
They came on this, and they absolutely loved it. And that's the thing too, is this is another place you can bring couples. It's a great couples place because the rooms are super comfortable. It's like a high-end resort. Food is great. Everybody's friendly. They only take like 44 people total in the lodge. So it's if you're looking for a great destination, whether you go on our trip, whether if it's sold out or not sold out, or you just go anytime, WhalersCoveLodge.com. Check it out. Talk to Jay. He'll work miracles to work you in and try and get you in there. But they're already booking up, like John said yesterday, into 2021. So you want to do some pre-planning. It's a great spot.
No doubt, man. Flat, calm, great fishing, great people. Pete, that was an awesome one. Glad it was so good. We'll look forward to hearing little bits and pieces of it when you return back in the studio. But, man, safe travels home, and appreciate a great report and a great story.
All right. Thanks, guys, for covering, and we'll see you back in the fan studios next Saturday and Sunday.
Look forward to it, buddy. Travel safe. Thanks, Pete.
All right, thanks very much.
All right, I appreciate that very much. Well, Pat, the phones are packed up. Only one line open if somebody wants to get through, 833-288-0973. Everybody is ready and excited to talk to Pat, so we're going to jump right back into it and talk to Tom, who's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Pat, did your wife play over the line for a long time?
No, I don't think she can swing a bat too good. So,
okay,
no,
I guess. Did you know Bernie Rosen a long time ago? I've met you sometime before, but
no,
anyhow,
we may have met, but yeah, but no, no.
Yeah,
no,
I follow your columns religiously, and I'm glad to hear about San Quintin. I've never Quintin. It's pronounced.
Oh yeah, San Quintin. Yeah, 150 miles below the border.
I've never been down there, but I've had several people tell me you got to go. I've been down, of course, as far as Ensenada and a little further, and then over on the other side. But
yeah.
that sounds like a little bit of old Mexico within driving range.
Yeah.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, did you have a question, Tom?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about your tournament. I'm going to be down in Baja. I go every year about that time and mainly just go marlin fishing. I've been out on the Black and Blue as a guest on a boat. But can you tell me a little bit about your entrance fees and how it works?
Well, it's $1,000 per team. That's four people, and then you can it's fishing for 2 days, and that is the basic entry fee. So you're eligible to win about $60,000-$70,000 if you catch the biggest fish of the tournament over 2 days. And then there's the optionals. You can get into those, and those go anywhere from all the way up to $23,000. But you basically can enter at $1,000, and then you can get in for various levels beyond that. So. And that gets you into two parties, all the drawings. You get a bag and a hat and a shirt and a bunch of stuff.
The swag bag's killer every year.
Yeah. So, and then, and people who haven't done it and have never done it, I kind of suggest, you just come down, enter the tournament, maybe get into the Dorado or the Wahoo optional so that, if you get, you're into,
yeah.
you're, then you can, for another $1,000 for each of those optionals. And then you're it's not costing so much, and then you're eligible to win some serious money in addition. Because if a guy catches a 300-pound or 250-pound tuna, you're really going after the Dorado, and you want to be in one of those other optionals to catch some serious money. So otherwise, you're kind of out of it after somebody brings in it, a big tuna like that the first day. Everybody starts to transition over into those other optionals. So I would suggest $1,000 and then get into either of the Wahoo or the Dorado optionals also to kind of hedge your bets.
How many people per team?
Four people, and then you can bring two guests, and you have two crew. That's it.
Okay.
So two guests can't touch the rod, can't even get in the cockpit. I don't even want them anywhere near. They can take video.
Yeah.
And then the crew handles the rods and that sort of thing. We're not too strict about whether the crew handles the rods. They can't fish. They could even set the hook, but then it's up to the anglers after that. They can't touch the crew can't touch the rod.
It's a loose form of strict rules. There are for sure rules. There's real money on the line, but it's not IGFA. If one guy happens to bump into the rod, he has to wind on it. You know, your team, and it's got to be just team members, but your team can assist each other in pulling on the fish.
Yes, yeah, you can share the load. And then, when the tournament first started, we were doing the rules. I did not want to have IGFA rules,
right?
Because if you touch the main line, anybody get any conflict with that, you have serious rules infractions about the leaders. So I wanted to cut all that out. And Bisbee had that for a long time, and they kept it. And then in the last two or three years, they've gotten away from the IGFA rules so that they're not having all these ridiculous infractions. Oh, he touched the main line, therefore, they're disqualified.
Our spectra backing was too heavy, so it disqualified our main line. Like, there's
too many
things that don't
too many
need
rules
to be there
that have nothing to do with world records. So this is tournament fishing. So we reduced. Some people said, there are jungle rules. And, of course, there's a lot of rules in there. There's like 28 rules. And one of them is you have to be nice to the director. It's a lot of fun. This year we're instituting the video rule. But so to answer your original question, it's $1,000 to enter. And if you go on the website, loscabostunajackpot.com, you can see what the costs are. There's a feature in there that I did that details how much it costs for you to enter at the various levels. And that's only if you want to get into the tournament, it would be four people divided the cost divided by four, everything included. It would be somewhere around $2,600 for you to get in. You're in a couple of optionals that include your hotel for two people per room, rental car from National.
Yeah, you're talking. That's an all-in number.
Yeah, that's an all-in number. And then if you have a timeshare or whatever, you're going to be down there anyhow. I'd say, hey, if you're going to Cabo and you're going to fish for two or three days or Baja,
Why not throw
another $1,000 and that's $250 a person, and you're into a fishing tournament. And that's how we ended up generating the numbers that we do, and then people get very, very excited, and they stay on. A lot of people, some of these people have been in the tournament for 18 years.
I've met friends that, when I used to go down to do the tournament with you, I met friends back then that I'm still friends with now. You know, we're talking 15 years later. You know, they're still good buddies that, you know, I met down there at the parties and having a good time. It's just a, it's such a cool event. Tom, I highly encourage you to come check it out. There's very few things in Mexico that you can do for a few days and have that good of a time the whole time. It's great.
Right. So anyhow, all right. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, now let's, we're going to find out what's going on in the water. We got Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, standing by with our fishdope.com report. Today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle a trophy-sized bluefin or yellowfin. The two-year project? The answer is the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty is available with a solid ring or a standard hook without the ring. You can get it right now at selected tackle stores. Just be ready to be bit. I know Gamakatsu, also a big sponsor of the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot, and we love that hook. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. We're over here at San Clemente Island. We're out on the War Heroes on Water tournament.
All right.
And, yeah, and there's been some big bluefin caught yesterday, and weighed at the pier there. Fish over 300 pounds, sets in the first-place division right now.
Come on.
Bullpen. Yep, 309, I think, is what we were told it weighed on the
pier
yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so talking about tuna jackpots, that's perfect for what's going on here.
No kidding. That's great. Congratulations to the War Heroes and also to the team on the bullpen. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And we're doing our very, very best, Rick, to make sure that we don't have to pull on any of them. We've avoided them very, very well here so far.
No reason for sore arms on the Dave Hansen ride.
No, on the wild itself.
There you go.
But we caught a lot of bass, a lot of rockfish like normal, but we've evaded these tuna. We're just sliding on to another spot here, and hopefully we get one. They're biting that dead flying fish pretty good here. Ali got one yesterday just inside me. There was probably 30 fish caught out here yesterday on the dead flying fish. So the fish are still here, and they're still biting, but what about what's going on out in front of your front yard there, Rick? Is that insane?
Unbelievable. Welcomed with open arms, man. It is very nice to have biting, hungry tuna right out front.
Right in front of the harbor, what, 30 miles from the dock or something like that?
I mean,
not very far.
From 12 miles from the point all the way down to about 40 miles, there is a phenomenal amount of biting yellowfin tuna, and we are very happy about it.
And there's some other stuff mixed in with there. There's some bluefin to catch, and there's some Dorado on the kelps and some yellowtail on the kelps. It's just everything just all of a sudden out of nowhere just showed up. There's no rhyme or reason for it. The water's not super clean. I don't know. But they're biting, and that's all we care about.
Yeah, that's it, buddy.
Good fishing. I mean, day before yesterday, I don't know what happened yesterday, but I know there was 3,000 tuna in the count day before yesterday. That's pretty insane for the middle of August, guys. If you're not going fishing, I can't even imagine what you could possibly be waiting for now. Giant bluefin at Clemente, wide open yellowfin down there just outside of Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing. They're right out in front of the harbor there, Mission Bay. The three-quarter day boats are knocking the crap out of them. There's no reason to not go.
Very well said, Dave. Well, appreciate that. I'm glad you guys are having a good time in the War Heroes on the Water tournament. What a great event to be going on. And if somebody wants to keep up with what's going on, fishdope.com, such a great way to do so, because Danny and Jason and all the boys, yourself included, provide all that information, whether you're wanting to get the right gear to go fish the tuna right out front, or you're wanting to know where that big tuna bit out at San Clemente Island. All of it is available from fishdope.com. And couple of ways you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. Or better yet, at the end of the show today, one of our lucky callers is going to win a full year membership to fishdope.com, a great prize, and we really appreciate Jason and Ali and all the boys over at Fishdope for allowing us to get to do that for our guys today. And somebody wants to get tips how to rig that dead flying fish or all of the great information that's out there, Dave, how do we find you on your website?
Well, you guys can take a look at it. It's called Your Saltwater Guide. We got 190 plus videos available for you, 4 to 6 minutes long, show you everything to do with fishing in Southern California. You even get to watch some videos with Rick on them. So if you guys want to know what Rick looks like, go to my website. He's right there talking to you, helping you rig.
Great job, Dave, as always. We appreciate it. Go get yourself a big one, man. Get those guys some sore arms out there. We appreciate it. Have a great time, and look forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A big block of your phone calls. It's been a very busy morning indeed. 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Something tells me, like, you might see me walk on water.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Phones are packed up, man. We're having a great time here talking with Pat. 833-288-0973. Hey, we got a great bud on the line. We got Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels on right now. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
We're doing great. A North County guy, great just like Pat here. I know this is Pat's backyard.
Yeah, what a nice surprise having Ken on the line.
What's up, Ken?
Well, a couple things real quick. Pat, all those beat up rods that you brought in are ready to go.
I was going to ask you about that.
You can tell Pat's a skiff fisherman, no doubt about it.
That's why we like him.
And the other thing is, we now have, from the same source that you got them from, Rick, we have frozen flyers here at the shop. The first time ever I have bait in my shop.
A bait? You're a bait shop now.
Well, no, don't tell anybody that. So, but we got the flyers here. So So the North County guys, if you're looking for them, we have them.
Such a premium quality flying fish.
Aren't they beautiful?
They are. And I think the thing that's so special about them is, you know, these baits were caught, you know, a couple days ago
in the exact
same water that your trophy bluefin is swimming. They are the same baits that we carry at Fisherman's Landing, the highest of quality, and just an awesome opportunity, especially if you're, you know, it's such a great, Oceanside, such a great direction to go to San Clemente from, and a great spot to be able to swing through and pick up your baits. And, you know, we kind of talked about it yesterday. They're not cheap, but they pale in comparison to the amount of expense that it takes to go over there, and that is the only game in town when it comes to catching what is a trophy of a lifetime.
Yeah, well, Dave Hansen just said there's 300-pounders out there. So
yeah.
There you go.
No doubt about it.
One bait may be a 300-pounder, so there you go.
And I know, Ken, you guys do such a great job with all the things that go along with it. If guys need info on how to set up the hooks or rigging, I know between Jamie and yourself and everybody else, you got hook sets available that a guy can just go in, buy the rig, and buy the flyer, and
be on their way.
I love it, man. That's awesome.
Go get that trophy.
Well, that's great news, Ken. If somebody wants to come through, pick them up, you got plenty of stock on hand?
I got plenty in stock.
I like it, buddy. If somebody wants to come through, grab some flyers on their way over to getting their 300-pounder, how do we find you, Ken's Custom Reels?
We're right here in Oceanside Harbor, just off the freeway, 30 seconds off the freeway. You can find us. There's not too many buildings here.
So. No doubt about it.
Just swing through. Great show, guys.
Appreciate it, Ken, very much. A great spot to go get those baits. And like I said, they're the same ones that we have. I can assure you, the highest of quality. Appreciate it very much, Ken. Look forward to talking to you real soon.
Okay, see you guys later.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. Pat, phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to you. Let's jump right back in. And this time, we're going to talk to Tim. Tim's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, Pat. I've had a 17-foot whaler for a number of years, but I've always been leery to tow it down to Baja. How safe is it to tow your own boat down there nowadays?
Well, I think it's as safe as you make it, which means don't drive at night, take your time. It's nice to go with a buddy boater. Make sure your rig is squared away. As long as you have your paperwork, I think you have to stop off and get your FMM, you know, your visitor's pass on the way out through the, when you go across. Make sure you have a fishing license, and make sure you have a couple spare tires. That sort of thing. A lot of guys trailer boat down there. I see quite a few guys going down. Just take your time and don't get excited about being on any time schedule. And
right.
For God's sakes, don't drive at night. But, if you're not on any time constraint, I think it's a good way to go. And it's really wonderful. San Quintin, you know, you can stop off, fish there for a couple days, relax. There's a lot of Ensenada is a great spot to stop off. But I think San Quintin is probably the better one for going down. And make your way down.
The roads aren't like they were 30 years ago.
No,
this is not an unheard of adventure.
No, they're made
on cobblestone the whole way.
Yeah, there's a big construction deal going on outside Manadero when you go up the hill, when you're up to the top of the hill and you're going back down. It was quite a bit of work being done on shoring up the cliff and expanding that road there. There's a little bit of construction projects everywhere. But in terms of going down, I think it's a good idea to go down in buddy boat, buddy car, so that you have a little backup and do a little preparation. But I see a lot of guys go down there. I wouldn't have any trouble trailering mine down, but I would do a lot of work on my trailer to make sure that it was all squared away. And then bring a few extra spare parts here and there.
I think that's very well said. It's as safe as you're prepared for it to be. You know, if you make all the preparations ahead of time, you're going to have no issues. And
I've always thought about doing something to go down to Santa Rosalita, launching there, leaving my trailer or my truck there with some friends, and then going across the Cedros Island and fishing on my own boat. I thought that'd be
so cool.
But it's an 18-foot Robalo. It's a little small. And that's a 20-mile run. You never know about the weather. So one of those things about when the weather's bad, just kind of stay in and have a few margaritas. So as long as you're, you know, just aware of the dangers of the road, and there's not a lot of them, as far as being safe in terms of being
be in a hurry.
Obey the traffic laws. And have a couple extra $20 bills in case some cop decides to stop you. That kind of thing.
Tim, it's going to be a cool adventure, and I think you go for it. I think that's, Pat, some really good info. Like I say, go at your own pace. And just let it happen. That's how Mexico works.
That's right.
Just go slow. Let it happen. You'll have a great time. You'll have a great time for
yes.
sure. Appreciate it very much. Hey, let's go live to Captain Art Taylor on board the Searcher right now. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Rick. Just excellent fishing out here in our own backyard, 35 miles from home. Great yellowfin tuna fishing yesterday. We're currently stopped and got a few fish boiling around and under us, and open for a bite or two. And great weather, excellent fishing. We have some room on some trips coming up. So search your sportfishing.com or fishermanslanding.com. Or call the office, and you know, we are on our annual Captain Potato Head Memorial for Dick Uranga, and it's for a great cause. We're donating money to the Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund in Dick's name. Dick was a great guy and was part of this industry for decades, and so we're out here celebrating Dick's life and raising some money for pancreatic cancer.
I love that, man. Well, that's awesome, buddy. All right, glad to hear it. What a cool way to honor a great friend and a great fisherman. And sounds like not only are you guys raising some money, but you're raising some fish counts, too. Sounds like there's some good fishing right now in the Searcher.
Absolutely, yeah. This is great. We got a bunch of day-and-a-half and three-day trips coming up here in the next month, and got some new trips coming up on the schedule there, and so it's a great opportunity. Good fishing close to home, flat calm weather right now. It doesn't get much better than this.
That's awesome, buddy.
Hey, any of the guys off the bow throwing the iron getting bit on some of the boiling yellowfin right now?
You know,
or is it all bait?
We've been catching fish on flatfall lures on the sink while we're stopped, and we haven't had too much success. There's been a couple fish caught on surface irons there yesterday, but I know that is happening. That's definitely a method that you should keep in mind for when you're stopping on those fish that are up on the surface boiling.
Great call. Art, appreciate that as always, buddy. Glad there's some good fishing going on. Glad you guys are raising some money for a great cause. And if somebody wants to get in on some of those trips you mentioned, you had some day and a halfs and some 2 days and 3 days that are coming up on the Searcher schedule, how do we take advantage of those?
SearcherSportFishing.com. Thank you very much. You can book directly online, or you can talk to Celia or Callie in the office, 619-226-2403. Thank you.
Awesome, Art. Appreciate that very much, buddy. Keep getting them. We appreciate it. And hopefully you guys can have continued success on the rest of the trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call very much. Jumping right back into them. John, Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John. Looks like we might have lost John there. How about Hills from Ventura? Good morning, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi, Pat. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Hills?
Really good, thanks. I was, you know, excited that I can maybe respond to Pat's question about, like, if you know, what's the ultimate lure for trying to catch a sea bass? Because I've been lucky enough to catch quite a few sea bass and stripers.
Great.
Which, you know, I tried real hard, you know.
Yeah, Hills, you said that's kind of your deal. Like, you like fishing from the surf and strictly targeting trophies.
That's right. So, you know, on the most common lure with the most success, I think most people already know that the Lucky Craft Flash Minnow 110 SP, and the SP is important because that means suspending. So you can vary your retrieve, and it'll just hang there and be very natural. I personally do slow and steady to give the fish as much chance as possible to see it and then attack it, because you know, you only got so much time in the zone, and I'm really picturing my presentation to get it, you know, go cruising by and have them wham that thing. And then a lot of success comes from the classic wisdoms that you pick up on, like, good radio shows like yours. Fishing on the upcurrent side of structure, like our prevailing uphill current pushes bait down against, especially cobblestone, alluvium, you know, and then the water, like, sieves through and then can leave bait there. So if you find a hole and picture that there might be a fish there just might be a fish there. That's how I do it.
That's anyway, great. Great info, Hills. We appreciate that very much, buddy. Great tips, and like you say, the – You know, that's what the trophy hunting mentality is all about. You know, when you're going for a trophy, whether it be bluefins or calico bass or a sea bass from the surf, you know, the mentality of not, you know, expecting to not catch one on every cast and maybe not even on every trip, but focusing your maximum effort towards it, that's how it's done. Appreciate the phone call, Hills, very much. Hey, we got John in Huntington Beach back on the line. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks to Pat for all those years of Western Outdoor News. I think that was one of the things that kept me excited about sport fishing in Southern California for all these years, even when I was out of the country or away from home. But anyway, my question for Pat is, in his time fishing in the last 50-some years, what's your favorite kind of fish to catch, and have you ever done any local swordfish kind of fishing and that kind of stuff?
No local sword fishing. Of course, if one pops up, you know, if you got the right rig. If I saw one and I didn't have the right rig, I wouldn't even attempt it. And I've had a couple of those opportunities. I'm like, nope, let him go. I don't want to fight that thing for 8 hours and lose it. So mainly I just like to fish calico bass with the iron or swim baits. And then I like yellowtail fishing on my skiff. And then, of course, tuna fishing. And then I go traveling pretty much around the world. One of the best trips I ever took was peacock bass fishing out there in South America. You know, out there on the Rio Negro. That was one of the most thrilling experiences, you know, I've ever had. And but generally the kind of fishing I like to do is tuna mm-hmm. fishing. I've caught several fish over 200 pounds, and I like love going to Puerto Vallarta. And I've done several long range trips. So whatever the case may be, I just had Don Southard call me up. They want to go on a 2-day trip on the Oceanside 95 in October. Sign me up.
Yeah, Pat likes fishing.
So I just like to throw and cast and troll and everything else. And I like fishing on other people's boats. I love fishing on my own boat. So I don't know if I have a specific answer to that. And now I'm kind of excited about getting some Lucky Craft hard baits to go down to the beach right now. So I think I appreciate the comments about Western Outdoor News. You know, there's a lot of websites out there. Anything that gets you excited about going fishing is the way to go. And get people out there, get the kids out there, get your own butt out there.
Yep.
And you're not going to catch any fish sitting on your couch. You got to get out there and go. And that's kind of my philosophy is, go do it and see what happens. You know,
well,
San Quintin was like a last-minute deal, and I decided to go down and had a ball and so much information and had a great time in fishing with Juan Cook and meeting all the guys down there. So, yeah,
well,
there you go. Hope that answered your question.
John, appreciate the phone call. Hey, want to remind you, our final San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast is coming up in a couple weeks, Saturday, August the 31st at El Cajon Ford. It's your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star, speaking of long range. Somebody's going to get to go on a long range trip, a fly down, fly back trip from Mazatlan in January. The prize includes round trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan and Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the letstalkhookup.com for more details on all the great Alaska Air destinations. And you can also win a multitude of other great trips, including your own charter on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to be giving away a full AFCO Anhydrous foul weather gear set, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a ton of other giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. Again, see you Saturday, August 31st at El Cajon Ford at Broadway in Maine and El Cajon. And when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a yearly fishdope.com membership. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month battery limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Great morning this morning. It just blows me away that 2 hours can just roll by that quickly when we're having fun. Big congratulations to Hills in Ventura. Hills, you got that fishdope.com membership, and hopefully we'll get you in on some of that great fishing. Pat, can't even begin to thank you enough. I know you have an extremely busy schedule for coming in and talking fishing and talking fun with us. Tuna Jackpot Tournament, the Western Outdoor News Tuna Jackpot Tournament, is 21st year in Cabo. If somebody heard all of the great stuff, it's definitely not too late. You do a great job at assisting people. You know, you're not a travel agent. You don't book people's spot, but you've been down there. You know Cabo better than anybody I know. Somebody wanted to pick your brain or pick the brains of any of the staff at Western Outdoor News on how to participate, how to get into it. You'll help somebody out, and you just want them to enjoy that great tournament.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The website, LosCabosTunaJackpot.com. You can Google Cabo Tuna. It comes up right away. It's a website. It's been around for 21 years, so boom, it comes up first. WoNews.com also. It's access it there, the information about it. And, yeah, just kind of get an idea if you want to come down. You can just get a Super Ponga and be in the tournament and have a ball and see what it's about and then come back and be at a higher level, or just come down and have a good time.
So, enjoy the parties.
Enjoy the party. So I really appreciate you having me on. I wish Pete was here and Corey, but I know they're off having a good time and a great trips. But I appreciate you guys have been a sponsor of the tournament, by the way, every single year since it started back in 1999. That was for one of the first calls I made. Pete, can you you want to be a sponsor of the tournament? And he's like, or just help us out. And he's like, absolutely. So he's one of about four sponsors that have been around for 21 years. So Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll continue to do so forever. It's a great tournament. We love it. We love everybody up at Western Outdoor News. We love participating. And me and you are going to go skip fishing this year. We're gonna carve out a day, man. I've been too long to not go catch a yellowtail.
So absolutely.
Pat, appreciate it very much. But again, check out the website. It's the best. You guys do a great job. Lots of great information. Hey, we appreciate you listening this morning. Lots of great stuff, and we got another couple of great shows coming for you next week. We have a very interesting one on Saturday. We have Victor from the San Diego Harbor Police, so we'll get to talk a lot about information, very great information source about boating, safety, all that kind of stuff. So going to be a very good show on Saturday. And then next Sunday, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charter is going to be on the line. Lots of fun. We're looking forward to having you. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Brian for both keeping us on the air this morning. And then another great show coming for you. Right up next, we've got the Padres pregame show with Chris Ello. So lots of great information. We appreciate you listening. Looking forward to talking to you next Saturday, next Sunday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan.